Hello, Patrick. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going for the most part. Thanks for asking. Patrick, my name is Mario. I'm one of the pricing directors. I know you spoke with Lulu. Did you have any particular questions aside from pricing, you know, regarding what you guys went over?
Not much. I mean, she just said it basically like on the first page on Google.
Okay. All right. So, you know what, I'll just, you know, be straight to the point here, brother. I don't want to waste too much time, especially if Lulu covered, you know, the key points here. One question I did have, B&D, you guys do landscape and maintenance. When you say maintenance, what do you guys refer to there?
Like lawn maintenance, yearly, like bed maintenance.
Okay. Only reason I ask is those are keywords that we can list you guys, so you guys are, you know, more easily accessible on Google, right? I mean, because when clients type in these words, what they'll do is they'll type in, right, landscape near me or, you know, maintenance crew near me. So that's the reason I'm asking. Have you guys been doing anything to reach out to new clients, Patrick?
I mean, we got a few irons in the fire. I mean, we got billboards and other stuff. I do like door flyers and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay. And then I have one last question, brother. Right at this point, would you say that expanding the company, or, you know, just keeping a heavy flow of traffic, is more convenient for you guys, or it's what you guys are mostly, you know, desiring? What would you say that is, most intriguing at this point?
I mean, we'd like to expand, of course.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you very much for that. Okay. Well, our company name, Patrick, is Local Splash. We are a premier partner to Google, right? The reason I say that to you, in the States, there's only 40 companies that have a premier partnership to Google. We're one of them, right? Within our company, we had a spot that became available for landscapers, and we're looking to get that filled in, just like Lulu advised you. You know, and per Google guidelines, once we do that, we close out the area, right, and we're not able to work with anyone else that does what you do, if that makes any sense. And basically, we don't compete against ourselves, right? When we're working with one client per category, we make sure that we devote all of our efforts into that company. What's included in this, Patrick, is placing you on the first page of Google. Do you guys currently have a website, Patrick?
Yes, sir.
You do? Okay. How is that working out for you guys?
So far, so good.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you guys have your own website, that's awesome. We can get that promoted for you and put it on your JBP, right? Right alongside of your Google business profile, you know, where people are able to look at it. We would also put you guys on the social media end, Patrick, of Facebook. We would run ads for B&D Landscape and Maintenance. Are you familiar how ads work, Patrick?
Yes, sir, pretty much.
Okay, all right, just making sure. It's a great way that Google does retargeting, right? If anyone is looking for landscaping in your area, they will also see B&D on their Facebook account, right, because we'll do ads for the company. We put the company on Yelp, we put the company on Bing, and then we also put the company on Apple, right? What area do you mainly work out of, Patrick? What area do you guys normally cover?
Really just like the greater metro area, Brandon, Jackson, Madison, Ridgeland, Clinton, Flowood, of course.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. All right, so let's say, you know, anyone in Jackson or the surrounding areas is looking for your services, and you guys will come up as one of the top recommended companies on the first page of Google, and then we allow you guys to have multiple keywords as long as there's services that you offer, right? Okay. So that way when people are looking you up, they can find you outside of just landscaping, right? And our monthly price, I think this is what's more interesting, Patrick, because we are a premier Google partner, our monthly rate, quite affordable, right? $249 a month, Patrick. That is our monthly flat rate. There's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. There is a $99 processing fee for the first month, and that's the first month alone. But it's a $249 flat rate, right? And I think, like you said, if you're interested in growing the business and expanding and just keeping busy, I mean, I think that's where most clients want is to stay busy. Then, you know, if you're not on Google, man, you're just leaving a lot on the table. That's the bottom line, man. I mean, Google has become like the Goliath when it comes to, you know, gaining work and moving forward with the company, right? So, you know, that's what we do. Who's Joey, Patrick?
He's my partner. He's right here.
Oh, he is? Okay. Has he been listening?
Yeah, he's listening. You're on speaker.
Oh, nice. Okay. I didn't know he was there. Okay. Hey, Joey, how are you doing, brother?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, just another day. I got two more days till Friday, man, so I'm looking forward to it. It's not only payday, but I might have a little trip planned to Mexico, so, you know, I'm trying to keep it very positive, to have a great time out there.
Yeah.
You know, a few tequila shots doesn't hurt anyone.
I know that.
Yeah, guys, well, I mean, you know, if I'm going to shoot you guys straight with this, here's the bottom line. I mean, of course, as a company, we want to work with you guys. Ultimately, it's your guys' decision. But if you guys could swing the $249, I think that you guys will definitely love what we would be able to do for the business. I mean, not only, you know, the exposure that you guys will get and put your name on the map, but, you know, the consistent opportunities and the flow of work, I think, is going to be most important, right? You know, again, we've been doing this for 20 years. We work under very strict guidelines, under Google's guidelines, right? So we're not a third-party vendor like Angie's List or Home Advisor or Thumbtack. Not sure if you guys heard of those guys, but, you know, a lot of companies have dealt with them, and unfortunately they work a lot different. We're not on a paper lead service, right? So whether you guys get 40, 50, as many opportunities of work or phone calls that you guys will get from the prospects, which are the clients, you guys only pay that flat rate a month, $249, right? And like I said, if you guys are able to swing them, and I think that, you know, you guys will be pretty happy and satisfied with the service. I mean, that's, you know, if you guys are trying to stay busy, right? Because being on six different platforms, I mean, like, you can only imagine what that's going to create, right? Because now you guys are going to be right alongside of the competition, right? All the guys that are staying busy and keeping their companies up, you know, working every day, are the companies that are just straight up, they're on Google, right? That's the reality. I mean, you got thousands of people in all these areas that you mentioned that are searching, you know, for not only maintenance, but for landscaping or lawn care or whatever the case is. And the guys that are on that first page of Google are the ones getting the work, right? So, because we are a premier Google partner, we have, a slot reserve where we can put the company that we work in on that first page alongside of these guys, right? So, I mean, here's the bottom line. The cake is big enough for everyone, man. There's enough to go around. There's so many people that, you know, are inquiring or need the services that you guys offer. You guys just got to be at the right, you know, set at the table to get a piece of the cake, man. And that's what we do. You know, we sit you guys at that table, man, so you guys can get a percentage of that big old K going around.
Yeah. So on the $249 a month,
uh-huh.
And then pay the 9-year annual fee, a one-time fee.
No, it's just a one-time.
One-time fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a one-time fee. It's not annual.
Yeah. I'm good with it. So there's no contract. Like, say in 6 months we decide to go a different route, we can cancel out at any time.
You guys, in 3 months, if you want to go a different route, you can do so. I mean, per Google guidelines, we're not allowed to do contracts, Patrick or and Joey, right, which separates us from the competition because, you know, the thousands of clients that we hold nationwide, we're not obligated to be with us, right? They're with us because they want to and they know what works. And people... And the bottom line, guys, is that people stick with what works, man. That's the bottom line.
Oh, yeah. Well, 10-4, man, I think we'll do it.
Okay. And is this going to be under Patrick or Joey?
Whichever. I mean, we're partners in it.
All right. Who's the big guy? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Joy's like, hang up the phone on that guy. I'm kidding, man. I'm kidding.
It don't matter, man. It's all fine.
Yeah, unfortunately, when we process this and we send it to Google so they can get you guys listed, it doesn't allow me to put Joey and Patrick, you know. Sorry about that, guys. I mean, I wish I could, you know, but I have to choose one or the other. So you guys want to heads or tails or rock, paper, scissors, doesn't matter to me. You let me know.
You can put Joey on there.
Joey, okay. And that's going to be J-O-E-Y.
Correct.
Okay, last name?
Deaton, D-E-A-T-O-N.
D-E-A?
T-O-N.
T-O-N, okay. And do you guys have a company email address, Patrick? Or do you want to use Joyce? I would suggest to use the companies, but you guys can use whatever you want.
Yeah, you ready for it?
Okay, go ahead.
B, and, still and out.
Okay.
B, landscape, one@gmail.com.
All right, I'm going to repeat this to you because this email is extremely important. I'm going to read it off verbatim to you. Just make sure I have it right, okay?
Okay.
All right. I have B as in boy, and then the word and, A-N-D, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have B and landscapes, and that's landscapes with an S.
Yeah, but after and, put a D.
A D, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, I didn't... Another D. All right, so it's going to B and D, landscapes with an S, and then the number one at gmail.com.
That's it.
Okay. The number 769-308-6761, is that a good number for the client to reach you guys?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Could you put two on there or just one?
I can only, again, we're abiding by Google guidelines, brother. We can only put one.
All right, I'm going to swap that number. It'll be his name on there.
Okay, so do you want to change the number?
Yeah.
All right, let me know what the number is.
601-896-896. 5224.
Correct. All right. I'll just confirm that again because this is going to be the number listed on Google. 601-896-5224.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And what address do you guys have listed for the business?
I believe it is... let me double check.
I have a P.O. Box 247 listed. I don't know if that's good.
It's 652.
Okay, one second, brother. 652.
Sand Hill Road.
Okay.
Brandon, Mississippi.
Sandhill, is that two words or one?
Two words is how the internet has it, at least.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I have a zip code of 39047.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Stand by. Let me update this information onto the platform. 1 second. And Patrick, I'm going to put you on our account. What is
our account?
Patrick Bates, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Bates, B-A-T-S.
Bates, okay. All right, I'm going to put both of you guys as authorized parties. Is that good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So both of you will have access to the account, okay? Keep in mind that either of you guys can make changes at any time. So, you know, if you ever see changes, don't call us and give us an earful. Make sure you guys check with each other.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'm just saying, we've ran into that before where they're like, hey, man, who the hell told you guys to change this on the website? And it's like, hey, do you have a partner? Yeah, well, you got to call him first.
Yeah.
Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right, and what is the mileage, guys, that you guys are willing to travel for the client?
Let me see.
An hour good?
Wise,
okay.
Yeah, hour would be pretty fair.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to enter some of the keywords. This is how the clients are going to find you guys. So they're going to look you guys up by landscaping. What's another keyword?
Landscaping, you can do like maintenance,
okay.
I like birds, like when people type in, maintenance. Come up.
Landscape.
You got landscaping, man.
Hardscape, concrete.
Yeah, you can do hardscape.
Okay, concrete, that's another good one, okay.
Outdoor kitchen.
Outdoor patios, irrigation.
Okay, hold on. Give me 1 second, because all of these are pretty good ones. Hold on. Main. Okay. Concrete. Outdoor patio, right? Outdoor patio?
Yeah, outdoor patios.
Okay. Any other ones?
Irrigation.
Okay, 1 second. Irrigations, okay.
Outdoor lighting.
Outdoor lighting. Okay. These are all, these words, just so you know, are excellent because anytime a client types something, you know, of any of these keywords, they'll also look you guys up. So that's why I'm asking for them. All right, outdoor lighting, any other one?
Can you read them back to me?
Yes, I have landscaping, I have landscaping, maintenance, concrete, outdoor patios, irrigation, and outdoor lighting.
Yeah, you got concrete on there?
Yes, I do have concrete, uh-huh.
Great. Man, I think that's pretty good so far.
Okay, sounds good. If you guys think of any others, remember, we can always make those changes. Wait.
You can do drainage.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back here. Yeah, anything you guys can think of that you guys, just keep in mind, it has to be services that you offer.
Correct. Oh, yeah, correct.
Okay, drainage. Got that in there. Okay. And you said you're willing to travel about an hour for the client, so I'm going to put you at about 35, 40 miles, or did you want me to put you at a little more?
I think that's pretty fair. We try to stay within about an hour, roughly.
Okay. All right. I'll do 40 miles for you guys. The other question is, tomorrow, you guys are going to get the phone call from the IT department, right? These are the guys that do all the, well, I'm sure you guys know about the IT. I mean, these are the computer whizzes, I like to call them. They're the ones that are going to, you know, do all the back-end work. They will give you guys a call tomorrow, Thursday. What time tomorrow do you guys have available to speak with them? It takes about 30 to 40 minutes for them to capture all the information they need.
Man, I'd probably say about lunch.
Lunchtime? Okay.
Maybe 11. Yeah, 11, 12, somewhere around there.
Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I have that available. Okay, so 12 o'clock is good?
Yes, 12 will be good.
Okay. Stand by. Let me put that in here. Tomorrow will be 8/8/24 at 12 noon. Okay. And another question I have to ask you guys, are you guys currently licensed and insured, or are you guys still working on that?
No, we are. It's got, okay. We got it finally finalized a couple months ago. Yeah, we're licensed, insured, and bonded.
Whew. That's awesome, man. I just tell you something. When you guys are, have all that squared away, it makes things a lot easier to get good things, get the ball rolling. Because sometimes we work with clients that, you know, are in the process of things and still don't have it, and it's just a little more challenging. But good thing you guys have that squared away. Okay. And then you guys are taking pictures of your work, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Okay. I'm asking because, you know, we're going to need some of those to upload them onto Google and the Facebook page. What's your website, Patrick?
Oh, let me pull it up. Find the link to it. Oh. Let's see. It's BD.
BD.
Landscape and Maintenance.
Okay.
.com.
.com. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. And then how, what are the hours of operation, guys, that you guys want this to show on Google? And what I mean by that, what time do you guys want people calling you guys at? Monday through Saturday, really, Monday through Friday, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, man, they call Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And what time?
Man, man, we get phone calls all the time. Yeah, I guess sun up to sundown, really. I mean,
all right, so I'm going to do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, guys, and I have to secure the account. So this is a question that you guys both have to hear out. So anytime you guys call us or anytime we call you, we will ask you for a security question, and you need to verify us this information for us to give you any details about the account or make any changes. It's a security question. You have three of these to choose from. The first is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
All right.
Which one did you want? Which one do you guys want to go with? Obviously, just make sure Joey knows the answer.
Yeah, look, we can do what city we were born in.
Okay, go ahead.
The answer would be Jackson.
Okay. Jackson, perfect. All right, I don't think Joey will forget that, you know. Make sure he knows.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, and then you guys both have access to the email address you provided me, right? Because I'm going to send all the confirmation there.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then what card would you guys be using today? We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express.
Be MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay, it starts with a number 5 whenever you're ready.
5572.
Okay.
1001.
Okay.
6710.
Okay.
0812.
12. Expiration?
0328.
328. And then the security code is the last 3 on back of the card.
228.
Okay, please stand by while I verify this is a valid card. As I'm doing that, I do have to read our disclosure to you guys, and this will be pretty quick. It's just for company purposes. I'm sure you understand that. Before we process the payment, I'm going to walk you guys through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason, because you guys are on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. If you have any questions as I'm walking you through this, please make sure you stop me and ask me to clarify for you. I'll be more than happy to do so. We want to make sure that we have a firm understanding before we move forward with the transaction. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of today's order, can you please state the name of the business?
B&D Landscape and Maintenance.
Okay, perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Patrick Bate, co-owner.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of B&D?
Correct.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. To get result as fast as possible, guys, it's important that you guys are also involved in the campaign. We ask that you guys receive any calls from anyone that is not Local Splash to make sure that you guys provide that security question, which is Jackson. That's how you guys make sure that it's us calling, because we're going to ask you to verify that, okay? Also, do you guys agree to be responsive to the emails and phone calls that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representative. Do you guys agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the time you're with us? Basically, if you guys hire another marketing company, just to keep us in the loop.
Yes, sir. We had talked to Angie Lee. Actually, man, we just had this all this same conversation with them probably a week ago.
Okay.
But we haven't finalized anything there yet. So we were actually talking about Google. We already had something on Google already.
Yeah, okay.
Jeremy handles more of the marketing side. But like I said, I don't know. We have not made our mind up. Honestly, now that we're going to use y'all, we probably won't use Angie's Leave.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do a contract or anything with them either. I was just letting
you know. Well, you know what, Patrick, I'm going to shoot it to you straight, man. I would say look into their reviews and what they do. I mean, they're again, I don't like talking bad about another company because I don't like doing business that way. But I think that if you guys work with us, I mean, you guys can do whatever you guys want. It's your company, obviously. But I think that you guys are covering all, you know, crossing your T's and dotting your I's working with us. See, Angie's List, they're on what they call the paper lead service, right? So,
oh, yeah.
It's going to run you guys, it's going to run you guys quite a bit of money going with them. You know, and here's the thing. Ultimately, you know, you don't want people calling you just saying, hey, Joey, or hey, Patrick, how much do you guys charge for such and such? Oh, okay, thank you. And then you're getting a bill because that person just called to ask questions. It makes no sense. Right.
Correct. And that was the issue why we haven't signed anything with them yet, because of that, basically that same case scenario.
Yeah. And you know what? A lot of the times they try to sugarcoat it and all this and that. But I mean, see, we learned that being very straightforward with the client is, it works a lot best. It saves a relationship with the customer. But yeah, again, you know, you guys are free to do what you want. You know, it's just gonna, you know, all I say is if you guys have the money for it, I mean, why not? But that paper lead service gets expensive really quick, right? Because these guys will say, hey, jump on board with us. We'll charge you $700 or $800 a year. What they don't tell you is those $700 or $800 will turn into $6,000 or $7,000 in the one-year frame, you know.
Exactly.
Because of all those, you know, and then they do lock you into a contract, which is the worst thing, right, with us. It's a month-to-month service. It's not a contract. So like I said, 3-6 months from now, if you guys for whatever reason want to part ways, which I don't think you guys would, but if you did, you have that right, right? We're not locking you into a contract.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I'm sorry. I'm almost done here. The payment of today for the initial setup term will be charged today, August 7th. This is the amount of $348. When the payment renews, it will renew next month, which is September 7th, for $249. Keep in mind that that's going to be your flat rate, right? You guys have the right to discontinue this agreement at any time because it's not a contract. We ask that you call the 877-635-6225 customer service number if you wish to do so. I'll text you from that number, Patrick, so you can have it on your phone. Okay?
Okay.
And The only thing that we do ask is that to prevent charges from the next month, that you guys give us a 3-day head notice, right? So if you guys are renewing on the 7th of every month, if for whatever reason you guys decided to stop that, just call us 3 days prior to that.
Okay.
So it would be on the 4th, okay? And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the terms and the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. You guys are going to start receiving emails really soon. You know, welcome to Local Splash. Are you going to get one email, Patrick, that's going to say this is your invoice? There's going to be a link on there. When you click that link, it's going to pop up and it's going to say Terms of Experience. It's going to basically go over what me and you discussed, right, that this is not a contract, that you're on a flat rate, $249 a month. On the bottom portion of that, there's going to be two squares that you have to click in, Patrick. Square number one is going to show your phone number and say, hey, we have permission to call or text you whenever we need to. And second square says, hey, I agree with the terms and conditions, right, that Mario and me we discussed today, right? And then right under that, it's going to require Joey Dayton's name, and that last name is Deaton. So don't put your name on there, because if you do, it's not going to go through. It has to go under the name it's registered to, which is Joey, I can't pronounce his last name, Dayton?
Dayton,
yeah. He has to put his name on there, and then you'll hit confirm. Once you guys do that, you guys will have access to what is called your dashboard. So what's a dashboard? A dashboard is going to give both of you guys access to see the progress of the company, right? How many calls you guys are getting, how many people are looking at the site, how many people are logging into your Google Business profile to look at you guys. So you guys are going to be able to track that information with us.
Okay.
Okay. As far as that goes, just make sure you get that done by tomorrow. Keep in mind, please don't miss that call, guys, to the number that you gave me. I think we updated it to the 601, right?
Yeah, we updated Gary's number, yeah.
Okay, yeah, the 601-896-5224. Okay, perfect. You're going to get the call, Joey, from the IT department. It's going to come in at noon. Please do me a favor. Try not to miss that. Because if you do, what's going to happen, then we will have to reschedule it out, and it's only going to delay things. So if you can just put a little memo or a reminder that you're getting a call at noon from us to complete the intake process.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right, Patrick. Well, you know, both of you guys, man, thank you guys, and welcome to Local Splash. You know, welcome to the family. We look forward of, you know, working with you guys on a long-term basis. And again, if there's any questions or concerns, here, I'm going to send you my, my number. Let me know if you got it. My extension will be attached on there as well. I'll give you my personal extension. Oh, I changed the number to Joy, so I think Joy is going to get this message. Let me know if you got that, Joy.
I'll have to get him. We got somebody born underneath the driveway for us. He's watching it.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, well, Patrick, I don't want to keep you any longer, brother. I didn't know you were busy, man, but we're all squared away. Let Joey know. He'll get that call tomorrow at 12 noon.
Okay, yeah, and then we'll do that, and then knock out that email, put his information, and then we'll be good to go and be looking forward to that phone call.
Exactly. All right, Patrick, thank you guys again, brother. We'll be in touch tomorrow.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, have a good one now. Bye-bye.